Four pages. The one report, if it's in there, is what's called a shock claim report. Mm-hmm. And it has 20 different members, and it has diagnoses and amounts paid and all those things.
Yeah, that's the one we need to...
That's the one that we don't need to be in the open.
That would be my recommendation.
Yeah.
But you're giving no names. You're just
correct.
Giving...
And the report has no names or member IDs, even for the commission.
Yeah.
However, if, you know, a certain condition is listed and, you know, if it's only one or two people that have it, then people might be able to infer some things, whether they were accurate or not.
The others, I'm sure, understand this already. I was just looking at your renewal authorization sheet. You have plan one and plan two, mm-hmm. and then you have the options on it. Bear with me and share with me what's the difference in the current 20. Oh, I got it. That's the way I do. I start to ask a question. I go out and I tell the girls, okay, I understand it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
On the shock report, the overall, so you have 20 members. Mm-hmm. And there's a total amount of money spent for total paid Medicaid and RX. Mm-hmm. Is that for the year, or is that for the, what time period is that?
That is from 9/1 of 16 to 8/31 of 17. It's a full year.
So I can give that amount, because it helps explain the issue that we're in. There was $1,712,954. Just with those 20 members in 1 year's time.
Yes, sir. And the total claims are 2.6.
So all the employees was $2.6 million in a year.
Yes, sir.
Are we out of higher than most companies of our size?
With the shock claims that you've had in mm-hmm. the current year, yes. But much of that is driven by not a large group, and so we just have some significant claims that are atypical. The good news is you do have what's called pooling, which means that all those people that spend $100,000 or more, at $100,000, it stops. It doesn't count against your claims experience anymore. To have 20 people on the shock loss list is kind of high for a group your size. Certainly, last year you didn't have near the number of shock losses that you did this year, and sometimes you just have that year.
Those that are caused due to diseases and various things, that's nothing that the county can do anything about. Those that are caused due to injuries or accidents, if that were under workman's comp, that wouldn't be shown in here, correct?
Correct. It's only claims paid underneath the medical plan. And most people that can claim work comp do. Mm-hmm. Because it pays 100%, no deductible, yeah. Whatever. So it's not completely outside of the realm of possibility that something that should have been paid under work comp would show up here, but it's unlikely. If you go to the second page of the renewal rate development packet, there's a paragraph at the bottom that I think gives a pretty good synopsis of what they're looking at. It's this page right here. Yes. paragraph here below. But.
When they go to an out-of-network facility, that's the cost to the, correct me, I'm just making a statement, that's the cost to me, not the insurance company, is it?
Actually, it's both.
It's both.
And it raises your maximum deductible, maximum out-of-pocket, but they still have to carry on the rest of it, don't they?
Well, the employee pays more because they're yeah. without a network benefits. However, the insurance carrier does not have
an agreement
and discounts with the provider. And so typically they're going to pay significantly more for out-of-network treatment. So it hurts both.
Mm-hmm. Would you say they would only do that if the in-network does not have that type of a doctor? Asking for an opinion there, I guess.
Well, not always. I mean, sometimes it's just a referral pattern. You end up with a physician that wants to send you to maybe somebody that they went to college with, or you get a, you know, maybe somebody in the family was helped by someone that had a similar condition or whatever, and so you end up out there. You know, obviously, you don't know, but, you know, the reality is, again, we want to continue to educate the staff on staying in network, but because, again, it would save them money up front, and then it would save us that renewal time. It would, our claims would be lower, therefore we'd be looking at a lesser renewal if people, you know, our group historically has done very well with staying in network just because people know that it costs them more money to go out. However, in this particular current period, we do have some significant out-of-network utilization, and so that impacts us as well as the folks that are doing it.
So the doctors can make a difference there in how they present it to the patient.
Mm-hmm. I just look at our loss ratio is 135%.
Yes, sir.
So when it says premium billed, that's what. That's what we were billed for that month of insurance, correct?
Yes.
So you take that times 12 and get a rough estimate of what insurance costs us here. Mm-hmm. So it's a little over $2 million.
Well, your last bill was $168,645. So $2,025,000 at that rate. Now, obviously, since the families pay a portion of that as well. The county doesn't pick 100% of that up, but the vast majority.
Subscribers versus members?
Mm-hmm. You have 249 employees, basically, that are on the plan, and then members, includes family members. And
now, is that each family member, or is that?
It's each one.
So, okay.
So you count for six.
Thank you. Keep rubbing it in.
Got to shoot back a little.
I didn't say I didn't like you. I said insurance companies.
Oh, okay. Right. Thanks for clarifying that.
Don't take it personal. Jeez. Can't help it. That's what you chose to do as a profession. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if there's a need to go into detail on some of these.
I don't have any.
So the only reason we got the 11% increase and not more is because we had a prior contract saying that we wouldn't get an increase of more than 11%.
You are, yes. I mean, I can tell you that 11%, based on the numbers that you have right now, is below what the renewal formula would typically.
What would it typically show?
They made an adjustment, they called it an underwriter adjustment, of $220 per member per month, which comes out to a little over $650,000. If they were to just not to have made that adjustment, which is just them, you know, doing their alchemy, then it would cost you $650,000 more, which you take that on $2 million would, I mean, I could make the case for a 40% plus renewal increase based on your numbers.
And then we'd have to go out for bid?
And then we'd have to go out. Well, and actually, we've already, we've met with HR and gone through this. We already just kicked the tires and going through. I'm just, I mean, don't hold your breath, I guess is what I would say. But we have at least asked the other players, Anthem, United, you know, everybody else to look and see what they would say. But anticipating that we were going to see a renewal, frankly, I thought it was going to be worse than this when I started to see the claims develop over the last several months. And so we are going to look at it.
When you say worse than this?
I thought they would come out of the gate with a higher renewal offer.
Well, I thought we had a contract agreement that they couldn't.
I'll have to go back and check that. You said that before. I don't know that that was the case last year. It's
okay.
Possible.
Okay, so it might have been a different.
But
different
I think year. They would reference that as part. I think you've had those in the past.
We
and
have.
Other you know groups have. I mean, it's the market tends to cycle on
flow.
Those kind of things. And so, but I don't believe you had a cap that was in place. I don't think they had
right.
to give you this 11%. I think they did so of their own volition.
In the beginning, when I said 11% is because I was sitting in another office and hearing when this was discussion, and I thought I heard we'd have a cap next at 11%. So that's why I said I was expecting
11%. That. Okay. Well, I will verify that.
Maybe it was 2 years ago that we had the agreement.
I
believe it was.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, two or three different times.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I thought we went up 8 and said that next year we'd have a cap at 11.
I will verify that for you. Mm-hmm.
Which, it's irrelevant, we have 11.
Yeah, it's darn.
It is what it is.
Right.
It's better than 40. Okay. Is there anything? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Nope, I have nothing to say unless you do. Would you like me to run any other or different options, or would you like to maybe study that?
Well, I'm probably going to make people mad. I'd like to see other options. I think we're going to have to take some serious looks at what we do. So I don't know what these two want to do, but I don't think it's unrealistic to look at a $2,500 or $3,500 deductible. What do you guys think?
I was going to say, when you're looking at options, well, 2 and 3 are both $3,500 deductible.
And that's $3,500 maximum out of pocket.
Yes, I'm sorry. $1,000 and $1,500 deductible, right?
Yes.
And then the maximum out of pocket. But the doctor's visit and then the deductible of the $500, is the two difference in that. The doctor visit, $40 a visit or $30 a visit, mm-hmm. and then $500 deductible. That's the two difference in that plan. Is that correct?
It's
about $5,000 difference.
The difference is option 3 has a higher deductible,
mm-hmm.
has a lower office visit.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the only two differences.
Yeah.
Well, the office visit stays the same. However, actually, the ER goes up from 150 to 200.
We're looking from option 2 to 3.
Oh, option 2 to 3. I'm sorry.
30.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. I was just looking down at the mm-hmm. prescription card and making sure. Oh, yes, the prescription card, if you look at it, from the current renewal to option 2 and 3, the renewal 0 is, you know, those $4 drugs that you get at, you know, Walgreens or whatever. $10 for tier 1, goes from 25 to 35, tier 2, from 50 to 75, tier 3, and then tier 4, that's your injectable drugs and those type of things, it's $100 for tier 4. So there is an increase in the copays.
Can you still get a $4 drug at Walmart? I've heard that.
Yeah, there are, like, yeah. You know, little antibiotics that have been out for a long time or whatever. There's, I mean, some have even gone to where they're $3, you know, trying to compete or whatever. But yeah, there's actually quite a few drugs.
Like your